圣经里面所讨论的三一论。
And I want to make the case for the doctrine of the Trinity in three steps.
我要用三个步骤来证明这个教义。
First, to show from Scripture the deity of the Son.
首先我们要证明圣子的神性。
Second, to prove the deity and personhood of the Holy Spirit.
接下来我们要证明圣灵是神，然后他是有位格的。
And then third, to show that the three divine persons are not three gods, but one God.
我们要同时要证明这三位神，这三个神格的神并不是三位神，而是一位神。
That third point will be in the lecture after lunch.
那第三点我们会在饭后才会把这第三点做更详细的说明。
So we're going to be focusing on the deity of the Son,and the deity and personhood of the Spirit.
所以这一讲我们要集中在前面两点，就是第一点圣子的神性，还有第二点圣灵的神性和他的位格。
Now there are 8 verses in the New Testament where Jesus is called God.
那在新约圣经里面，有八节经文提到耶稣是神。
For example, everyone knows John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word.The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
例如在最有名的就是约翰福音第一章提到，上帝起初神，起初神是道成了肉身。
And the other verses for your reference are John 1:18, 20:28.
另外一节就是在约翻福音第一章第十八节。
Romans 9:5.
另外还有罗马书九章五节。
Titus 2:13.
提多书第二章十三节。
Hebrews 1:8.
希伯来书第一章第八节。
Second Peter 1:1.
彼得后书第一章第一节。
And First John 5:20.
还有约翰福音约翰一书第五章二十节。
But personally, I do not think that this is the best way.To demonstrate the deity of Christ.
但是我个人认为这并不是证明耶稣是神的最好的方法。
The reason is that even someone like Arius could say that they believe that Jesus is God in some sense.
因为即使像亚流这样子的异端，他们在某种程度上面也说耶稣是神。
Maybe God with a lowercase g.
也许那个神就是指一个比较小写的，是一个小神。
A lesser God, the greatest being that God ever made.
他是是一个小神，是神所造的，神所造物中最伟大的那位。
And so I want to get at the argument for the deity of Christ a different way, and that is using the sonship argument.
所以我想用另外一个方法来证明耶稣是神的这个问题，就是从耶稣是上帝的儿子，或者他的圣子儿子的身份这个角度来论证。
Which is the argument that we saw in the Nicene Creed.
这也是我们在尼西亚信经里面所看到的论证方法。
Sonship means identity of essence, homoousios.
耶稣是神的儿子，就证明了神，圣里面圣子跟父神是同本质的。
He is called the Son of God, not the creature of God.
他被称为神的儿子，而不是神的受造物。
The fact that Jesus is the Son of God is clearly and repeatedly taught in the New Testament.
那耶稣是神是新约圣经里面一再重复，而且是非常清楚教导的。
For example, there are 5 significant moments in the Gospels.When Jesus is referred to as the Son of God.
在新约圣经里面福音书里面有五次重要的一个时刻提到了耶稣是神的儿子。
At the baptism of Jesus and at the transfiguration of Jesus, the voice of God the Father from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son."
耶稣在受洗的时候。还有在耶稣登山变相的时候，圣经很清楚说到， 提到耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣圣父说这是我的儿子，这是我的爱子。
When Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
当耶稣问他的门徒，你们说我是谁的时候，彼得就说了，耶稣是上帝的儿子，你是神的儿子。
And when Jesus was on trial before the high priest, in Matthew 26, verses 62 to 66, we read these words.
Let me take my Bible.
Okay. The high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you, by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." And Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death."
第三个时刻就是耶稣在大祭司犹太大祭司该亚法面前受审的时候，提到耶稣是神，耶稣说他自己是神的儿子。这是从马太福音第26章62到66节。我下面接捏下面的新闻。马太福音26章62节，大祭司就站起来对耶稣说，你什么都不回答吗？这些人做见证告你的是什么呢？耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说，我指着永生神叫你启示告诉我们，你是神的儿子基督，不是吗？耶稣对他说，你说的是，然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。大祭司就撕开衣服说，他说了健忘的话，我们何必再用见证人呢？这健忘的话现在你们都听见了，你们的意见如何？他们回答说，他是该死的。
So it is significant that Jesus claims to be the Son of God at the moment of his trial, and that the high priests viewed his claim as a claim of blasphemy.
所以耶稣在受审的时候，大祭司说他是神的儿子，他在大祭司面前说他是神的儿子，而且所以这是一个非常重要的、非常有意义的一个时刻。
The fifth important moment in the Gospels when Jesus is hailed as the Son of God is at the crucifixion, when the Roman centurion said, and he witnessed the death of Jesus, "Truly, this man was the Son of God."
第五个最重要说耶稣是神的儿的时刻，是在耶稣基督在被钉十字架的时候，在他旁边的那个百夫长，就说到，这真的是神的儿子。
Even those who were passing by were mocking Jesus and saying, "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross."
甚至经过十字架旁边的人也说，如果你真是神的儿子，就从上面下来吧。
Jesus himself claimed to be the Son of God as well. For example, in the Gospel of John, he claims that he is the Son of God throughout.
耶稣也自己宣称他是神的儿子。譬如在约翰福音，他就跟门徒说，是他说这我实在就是神的儿子，我就是神的儿子。
One example of that is in John chapter 5 and verse 25.
其中一个例子是在约翰福音第五章第二十五节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.And those who hear will live.
我实在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
And then in verse 26, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself.
接下来是第26节，因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命。
What does it mean to have life in himself? It means that he is divine.
什么意思说他自己有生命呢？意思就是他自己就是神。
But he has that life in himself as one who is granted that life.
他被赐予这光不是因为他自己，他不是被赐予这光，是他自己就是那光。
In other words, because the Father begat the Son, he has the same life and the same nature as the Father.
因为这是因为圣子是圣父所生的，所以他就有跟父同样的本质。
And as we mentioned, the Jews at the trial of Jesus, they heard this claim of the sonship of Christ as a claim of equality with God, and therefore a claim of blasphemy in their view.
这个犹太人他们自己听到耶稣基督他自己神的儿子，
Because Jesus claimed to be the Son of God and therefore claimed to be equal with God, the Jews responded to that with charging him with blasphemy.
就是因为在耶稣基督说他是神的儿子，然后说他自己他与神同等，所以犹太人就认为他是在说健忘的话，所以他们要把他钉死。
Not only at the trial of Jesus at the end, but even during his ministry.
那不只是在耶稣基督事工的最后，他事工当中，他也宣称自己是神的儿子。
For example, John 5 verse 18, this was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
就在约翰福音第五章十八节。
Yes, 18.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并自称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
In John chapter 8 and verses 58 to 59, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And again, how did they respond? They picked up stones to throw at him.
在约翰福音第八章五十八节，耶稣说。我实在告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。他们犹太人怎么反应呢？他们就拿起石头来要打他。
And in John chapter 10, verses 30 to 36, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." And again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God."
在约翰福音第十章第三十节，耶稣说：“我与父原为一。”犹太人就拿起石来又要打他。耶稣就对他们说：“我从父显出来许多善事给你们看，你们是为那一件事，哪一件打石头打我呢？”犹太人就回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说健忘的话，又为你是个人反将自己当作神。
In verse 36, the Jews accused Jesus of blaspheming because he said, "I am the Son of God."
那么在第三十六节，他们耶稣犹太人他们打他，因为因为耶稣说他自己与神是同等，与神为一的。
So the sonship argument is a critical argument for proving the deity of Christ according to the New Testament.
所以根据耶稣新约圣经，圣子是神，是圣经中清楚教导的。
And Jesus also adds to that by saying, because he is the Son of God.He is able to reveal who God is.
那耶稣基督也说，因为他是神的儿子，所以他能够启示神。
When Philip asked him, "Lord, show us the Father," Jesus rebuked him and said, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?"
让耶稣的门徒腓力对耶稣说，求主将父显给我们看的时候，耶稣就责备腓力，就是腓力，我与你们同在这么久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我的，就是看见了父，那你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
And that is why Paul also refers to Jesus as the image of the invisible God.
所以保罗也提到耶稣基督说他是那看不见之神的像。
And the author of Hebrews in Hebrews 1:3 calls him the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature.
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书第一章第三节也提到了他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Now there are some who believe that Jesus did not pre-exist before he was born of the Virgin Mary.
那有些人不相信耶稣基督在被玛利亚所生之前，他是存在的。
They hold that Jesus is a mere man.
他们只相信耶稣只是单纯的一个人。
And so I would like to quickly point out all of the evidence in the New Testament that Jesus did exist before he was born of the Virgin. He existed as the eternal Son of God.
那我要接下来用快的证明几点，就是耶稣基督在童贞女生出来，当他生出来之前，他就已经先存在了。
Throughout the Gospels, Jesus speaks of himself as having been with the Father and have now been sent into the world in order to reveal the Father.
在福音书里面多次提到耶稣基督是与父同在的，然后他是被父神所差来要来服侍的。
We've already mentioned it before, but the prologue of John's Gospel says that before creation, the Word was with God, and that the Word became flesh.John 1:1 and verse 14.
我们之前在约翰福音第一章第一节已经也说到了，耶稣基督是太初有道，他是道与神同在的那位神，道就是神。
And in his prayer before his arrest, Jesus prayed in John 17 that he is asking the Father to glorify him with the glory that he had before the world began.
耶稣基督在上十字架之前，他在做大祭司祷告的时候就已经提到，他是与父同在，在之前，他就已经与神有同样的荣耀。
And he says, in John 17:24, that the Father loved me before the foundation of the world.
耶稣基督在大祭司祷告里面，在十七章第四节提到。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付的事我已经成就了。
And so those who deny the pre-existence of Jesus are wrong because the New Testament clearly teaches it.
所以那些说耶稣基督在童贞女生育之前不存在的是错误的，因为圣经很清楚的说明耶稣基督是在这之前就已经存在了。
However, there are others, like Arius, who do not deny the pre-existence of the Son, but they don't believe that he eternally pre-existed.
但是有些人虽然相信耶稣基督是神，可是他不相信他是永恒存在的。
They say he is a glorious God-like being, but he is a creature. He's the first creature that God made.
像亚流派他们认为耶稣基督是像神一样的一个荣耀的一个存有，但是他是一个受造物，他是有个开始的，曾经有一段时间他是不存在的。
And so against Arianism, I want to show that the Son falls on the creator side of the creator-creature distinction.
接下来我就想说明耶稣基督是属于创造者这边，在创造者跟受造物这两个区别之间，耶稣是属于创造者这一类的。
We have to understand this distinction between the creator and the creature.
那我们必须区分创造主跟受造物这两者之间的区分。
Only the true God is the creator of all things.
只有真神是创造万物的神。
According to the Old Testament, for example, in Jeremiah 10, verse 11, the false gods are those who did not make the heavens and the earth.
根据旧约约利米书第十章十一节，那里说到假神是那些没有创造天地的。
And so the key thing that defines the true God as God is that He is the creator and not a creature.
所以判断真神跟假神的一个最重要区分就是他是不是一个创造者。
With that assumption in place then, we have to look at the New Testament's clear teaching that God created all things through His eternal Son.
在这个前提假设之下，我们必须考虑到新约圣经怎么样提到耶稣基督是他是道成肉身之前的圣子，他是上帝借着耶稣基督创造了万物。
There are five verses in the New Testament which teach this.
在新约圣经里面有五段经文提到这一点。
The first one is in John chapter 1, verse 3.
第一段经文是在约翰福音第一章第三节。
All things were made through him.And without him was not anything made that was made.
万物都是借着他造的，凡受造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And then a few verses later in verse 10, it says, He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
接下来在几节之后，在约翰福音第一章第十节，那里提到他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
And the other verses are 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6.
另外一段经文是在《更多前书》第八章第六节。
Where it says that through him are all things.
那里说我们是万物都是从他而来的。
Colossians 1:16, for by him all things were created.
在《哥罗西书》第一章第十六节。那里说到万有都是靠着基督造的。
And Hebrews 1:3, that through him God created the world.
希伯来书第一章第二节也提到耶稣基督神是借着耶稣基督创造了万有。
All of these five verses together put Jesus on the side of the creator, not on the side of creation.
所以这五段经文都把耶稣基督放在创造者这个类别里面，而不是放在受造物这边。
And these texts clearly say that all things, not just all other things, but all things that were created through the Son.
这五段经文都清楚地说到所有的事情，而不是只有一部分的事情是上帝借着耶稣基督所造的。
John 1:3, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
约翰福音一章三节提到，万物都是借着他造的，凡受造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Bowman and Komaszewski in their book Putting Jesus in His Place comment on this, and they say that the second clause in John 1:3 states explicitly and emphatically.That there is no exception to the universal statement of the first clause. Not so much as one thing came into being except through Christ, the Word. No more sweeping, explicit statements can be imagined. Absolutely everything that was created, that came into being, did so in and through Christ. If every created thing owes its existence to the Son, then the Son himself cannot be a created thing.
有一个作家，他在他的书中写到，约翰福音第一章第三节的第二句话明确而且强调的指出来，就是第一句话的普遍的声明是没有任何例外的，就是耶稣基督就是万物都是借他造的，除了通过借着基督，就是耶稣基督是那个道，没有一件事情可以存在。没有比这个经文更全面、更明确的声明了。所有的受造之物，所有存在的东西，都是在基督里面，并 并且是借着基督而产生出来的。如果每个受造物的存在都必须归功于圣子的话，那么圣子本身就一定不是受造物。
And then finally, before we move on to the Holy Spirit, there is a helpful acronym called HANDS, H-A-N-D-S.
那在我们接下来讨论圣灵的神性之前，有一个小小的一个缩略语，可以帮助我们记住耶稣基督的神性，说明耶稣基督的神性，就是用 HAND, H-A-N-D-S 的五个字母所组成的一个小小论证。
And this helps us to further understand the evidence for the deity of Christ.
那这可以帮助我们更加认识耶稣基督的神性。
H, Jesus shares the honors due only to God.
第一个 H, 就是耶稣基督只是分享只属于上帝的尊荣。Amen.
A, Jesus shares the attributes of God.
A, 就是耶稣基督分享上帝的属性。
N, Jesus shares the names of God.
N 就是耶稣基督有上帝的名字。
D, Jesus shares the deeds that only God does.
D 就是耶稣基督做了只有上帝才能做的作为。
And S, Jesus shares the seat of God's throne.
S 就是耶稣也坐在上帝的宝座上。
So the New Testament is very clear in teaching that Jesus is divine.
所以新约圣经非常清楚，耶稣基督是神。
Let's now briefly look at the biblical case for the deity of the Holy Spirit.
接下来我们要证明耶稣基督圣灵是有神性的。
The third person of the Trinity is mentioned approximately 300 times in the New Testament.
第三位格圣灵在旧约里面大概出现了300多次
and 100 times in the Old Testament
在整本圣经出现了300多次，那在旧约圣经里面大概有100次提到圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is named along with the Father and the Son in the Trinity verses
然后在关于三位一体的经文里面，圣灵被跟圣父跟圣灵同时被提到。
For example, Matthew 28:19, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
比如说在马太福音第28章29节里面提到，圣父、圣子，奉父子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，就同时提到了圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And the benediction of 2 Corinthians 13:14.And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
在哥林多后书的最后的祝祷里面提到了愿主耶稣基督的慈爱，主耶稣基督的恩惠，神的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
In the 4th century there was a church father named Basil.Of Caesarea, who wrote a book on the Trinity and specifically on the Holy Spirit.
在第四世纪的时候，有一个教父叫做巴西流，他曾写了一本书，特别是关于圣灵的。
And he said this to those who opposed the deity of the Spirit: They say that it is not suitable to rank the Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son, because he is different in nature and inferior in dignity from them.But it is fitting for us to respond to them with the apostles' words, We must obey God rather than men. When the Lord established the baptism of salvation, did he not clearly command his disciples to baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? He did not disdain his fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But these men say we should not rank him with the Father and the Son.Are they not openly disregarding God's commandment? Let our opponents be silent. For us, we will follow the words of Scripture.
那么在这位第四世纪的教父巴西流，他在那本书《论圣灵》这本书里面提到说，他们说把圣灵跟圣父和圣子并列，是不合适的，因为 圣灵在本质上面跟圣父圣子是不同的，是在他的尊贵上面是比他们略低一等的，但是我们用使徒的话来回应他们是合适的，就是使徒说到顺从神 不顺从人是应当的。当主设立这个救恩的洗礼的时候，他不是明确的吩咐他的门徒要奉父子圣灵的名给万民施洗吗？他并没有藐视圣灵他自己跟圣灵的关系，但这些人说我们不应该把他跟圣父跟圣子来并列，所以他们难道不是公然蔑视上帝的命令吗？让我们对手保持沉默，至于我们就当遵守圣经的话，就是顺从神而不顺从人。
If the Spirit is not the third divine person of the Trinity, but simply a power or a force, it would not make sense to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son, and then a third being who is simply a force.
如果圣灵不是跟圣父圣子是同样都有具有位格的话，那如果用在圣灵在洗礼里面用父子的圣灵名给他们施洗的话，那就是非常不恰当的一个说法。
In addition, there are other passages in the New Testament where God and the Spirit are interchangeable.
那在圣经里面有常常提到上帝跟圣灵往往是可以互相使用的，互换使用的。
For example, in Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira kept back some of the money that they claimed to give to the apostles.
譬如说在使徒行传第五章这里提到亚拉尼亚跟撒菲拉他们卖了田产，可是却给自己留下一些保留给自己一些钱。
Peter said to Ananias that he lied to the Holy Spirit, and then a few verses later he said, "You've lied to God."
彼得就对亚拉尼亚说，亚拉尼亚你自己是欺哄圣灵了。然后在几节圣经经文之后，他那里说你不是欺哄神，是欺哄神了。所以他前面提到是欺哄圣灵，可是后面他就提到欺哄神，所以把圣灵跟神是当作同等的。
And in Acts chapter 28 and verse 25, Paul says that the Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, and he's quoting from Isaiah 6, verse 9.
在使徒行传第二十八章第二十五节，保罗对他的同伴们说，圣灵借着先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。所以在那里，但是他引用的是以赛亚书第六章第九节，那里是神说的，说你要去告诉百姓，所以在那里保罗引用了以赛亚书，说是神说的，但是在使徒行传里面，保罗却说这是圣灵借着先知以赛亚说的。
But if you turn back to Isaiah 6, it is God Himself, the one sitting on the throne, who said those words.
但是如果你把它翻回去到以赛亚书第六节的时候，那句话是耶稣是神坐在宝座上面所说的话。
In addition to verses where God and the Spirit are interchangeable, we also have a number of divine attributes that are ascribed to the Spirit.
那除了神和圣灵这两个词是可以互相使用的话，使用的可以互相使用的这些经文，我们也看到有一些经文说到圣灵有神的属性。
The Holy Spirit is the Creator.
譬如说那里有经文有提到圣灵是创造者。
That's mentioned in Genesis 1 verse 2, Job 26, 13 and 33, 4, Psalm 33, 6 and Psalm 104 verse 30.
譬如说在创世纪第一章第二节，还有约伯记二十六章十三节，三十三章第四节，还有诗篇的三十三篇第六节，还有一百零四篇第三十节，都提到了圣灵是创造者。
For example, Psalm 104 verse 30, when you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
比如说在诗篇第104篇第30节，那里说到你发出你的灵，他们便受造，你使地面更换为新。
The Spirit also gives life. Job 33 verse 4.
圣灵也赐予生命，在约伯记第33章第4节有提到。
The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life.
譬如说在约伯记第3章第4节有提到，神的灵造我，全能者的气使我得生。
And 1 Corinthians 15:45 refers to the life-giving Spirit.
在哥林多前书第15章第4节那里提到了赐生命的灵。
The Spirit is omniscient and knows all things.
圣灵是全知的，无所不知的，他知道万事。
The Spirit is omnipresent, Psalm 139, verses 7 to 8.
圣灵也是无所不在的，在诗篇第139篇第7到第8节有提到。
And the Spirit is eternal, Hebrews 9:14.
希伯来书第9章第14节也提到，圣灵是永恒的。
So the Spirit has divine attributes. In addition, just as the Son reveals the Father, so the Spirit reveals the Son.
所以圣灵是有神性的。另外我们也要考虑，就像圣子启示了父神，圣灵也启示了圣子。
John chapter 16 verses 14 through 15 says that he, referring to the Spirit, will glorify me, referring to the Son, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
在约翰福音第16章第4节有提到，我将这事告诉你们，这是我将这事告诉你们，是要叫你们到的时候可以想起我对你们说过，我起先没有将这事告诉你们，因为我与你们同在。
Burkhoff said that he came as the parakletos, that is the comforter, the paraclete, to take the place of Christ and to his work on earth, that is to teach, proclaim, testify, and bear witness as the Son had done. Now in the case of the Son, this revelational work rested on his unity with the Father. Just so, the work of the Spirit is based on his unity with the Father and the Son.
伯克夫在他的系统神学里面就提到，圣灵是以宝惠师的身份来代替的基督，他圣灵继续基督在地上所做的工作，也就是要做教导、宣扬、证明、做见证等等的工作，正如圣子所做的一样。就圣子来说，圣子启示的工作是基于他与圣父的联合，同样的，圣灵的工作是基于他与圣父和圣子联合。
If the Son can only reveal the Father because he has the same essence as the Father, then the Spirit can only reveal the Son if the Spirit has the same essence as the Father and the Son.
那如果圣父启示能够启示父神，是因为圣父与圣子与圣子是有同本质的。那我们说圣灵是启示圣子，那所以如果那所以只有这个情况，就是圣灵跟圣子是同本质的。
In addition, the Spirit is called the Holy Spirit.
另外我们可以看到圣经有提到圣灵是常用圣这个字来描述圣灵。
Basil said he is called holy as the Father is holy and the Son is holy.For creatures, holiness comes from without. But for the Spirit, holiness fills his very nature. He is not sanctified, but sanctifies.
So, 在第四世纪的教父巴西流那里说到，圣灵，他被描述为是圣洁的。 或者是神圣的，正如因为正如父是圣洁的，啊，圣子是圣洁的，所以圣灵也被称为是圣洁的。啊，对于受造物来说，圣洁是来自外面的。啊，对于圣灵来说呢，圣洁是充满他的本性的，所以他不是被什么东西啊变成圣洁，而是他是使人圣洁的，使人成圣的那一位。
And Hodge said that he is absolutely holy in his own nature and the cause of holiness in all creatures.
那所以，一个很有名的系统神学家叫做赫治，他就提到说，圣灵在他自己的本性中是绝对圣洁的。那所有的受造物之所以圣洁，也全都是因为圣灵，因为是圣洁的。
The Old Testament repeatedly calls God holy. For example, the Holy One of Israel, but the New Testament seldom applies that term holy to God, the Father, or to the Son, but frequently applies it to the Spirit.
旧约圣经里面常常提到上帝是圣，是圣的。譬如说，有些经文提到以色列的圣者，所以这是描述上帝的。但是在新约圣经里面提到上神或者提到父的时候，却很少用圣这个字。但是呢，但是提到灵的时候，就却常常用圣灵这个字。
In addition, the works that the Spirit does in the ministry of Christ show that the Spirit is divine.
另外我们可以在耶稣基督的执事当中，圣灵在耶稣基督的执事当中扮演了非常重要的角色。我们也看到圣灵是有神性的。
The coming of Christ in the flesh was by the Spirit.
譬如说我们说基督是道成肉身，这个工作是靠着圣灵来完成的。
Referring to his virgin birth.
这个是他在道成肉身是指他的童贞女的生育。
The miracles of Jesus were done by the Spirit.
基督所行的神迹都是靠着圣灵来完成的。
For example, Jesus drove out demons by the Spirit.
譬如说耶稣基督是靠着圣灵来赶鬼的。
And the works of Christ in our lives today are also by the Spirit, such as the forgiveness of sins.
基督今天在我们身上所做的工作，也是靠圣灵完成的。基督赦免我们的罪。
Giving us new spiritual life.
基督也赐给我们属灵的生命。
And even our future resurrection from the dead is by the Spirit, Romans 8:11.
甚至我们将来要从死里复活，也是靠圣灵来完成的。这是在罗马书第八章第十一节。
And this is because the risen and exalted Christ is the one who gave the Spirit to the church.
因为这是因为复活的基督。是赐下圣灵的那位，他把圣灵赐给了教会。
Acts 2:33, Peter said on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was given.
在使徒行传第二章第三十三节，在五旬节当天，彼得说到他既被神的右手高举。
Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God.And having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing.
所以在五旬节的时候，是基督浇灌了圣灵。彼得在他的演讲当中说到，他既被神的右手高举，基督被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Now there is one more important detail that we need to think about, and that is the biblical evidence that the Spirit is not merely a power or an influence, but a person.
另外还有一点我们必须要更详细来说明的，就是圣经有圣经证明给我们看，圣灵不只是单纯的一种力量而已，或者一种影响力，而是它是真的是一个位格。
In the Gospel of John, there are five places where Jesus refers to the Spirit using the masculine pronoun He.
在约翰福音里面有五次提到了圣灵，那里的圣灵是用一个中性的词， 但是却用了一个阳性的代名词，就是他。
John 14:26。
在约翰福音14:26。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things.
约翰福音14:26说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切事指教你。
And John 15:26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about me.
约翰福音15:26，那里说的，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。所以这个他是一个阳性代词，可是那个圣灵却是一个中性的名字。
The title that Jesus uses to refer to the Spirit as the Paraclete or the Helper or the Comforter also helps us to understand that He is not a force, an impersonal force, but a person.
耶稣基督称圣灵是保惠师，这也帮助我们了解耶稣圣灵不只是一种力量而已，而是它是一个有位格的，它不只是一个非位格的抽象的观念而已，而是一个有位格的。
Jesus said in John 16:7, It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
耶稣基督在约翰福音16:7说，然而我将真理，我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我去就差他来。
Indeed, Jesus refers to the Comforter as another Comforter or another Helper in John 14:16.
确实如此，因为耶稣基督在约翰福音14，他提到了圣灵是另一位保惠师，也意思就是说，耶稣基督自己就是保惠师，但是他会差另外一位保惠师来。
Jesus was their Comforter when he was still on earth.But he's going to send another comforter after he goes away.
基督在地上的时候，他自己就是保惠师，但是他离开之后，他会差另外一位保惠师来。
The Spirit has personal characteristics such as intelligence, will, and affections.
圣灵也是有位格的一些特征的，譬如说，圣灵是有智慧的，他是有意志的，而且他有情感。
It's possible to grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30.
我们是不可能让圣灵担忧的，在以弗所书4:30。
The Spirit performs actions that are only the actions of a person.
圣灵所执行的一些行动是只有有位格的才能执行的。
Such as searching the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10.
比如说，参透上奥秘的事情，在哥林多前书2:10。
Speaking.Teaching, testifying, and bearing witness about Christ.
圣灵会说话，他会教导，他会做见证，而且他为我们做见证，用我们的灵做来做见证。
Revealing truth.
圣灵也会启示真理。
Inspiring the prophets.
他会激励先知。
Even making decisions, for example, Acts 15:28, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.Referring to the Jerusalem decree.
圣灵也会做一些决定，比如说在使徒行传15:28，那里提到耶路撒冷会议所做出的决定，那里是提到圣灵定义要这样做。
Convicting of sin, John 16:8.
约翰福音16:8提到圣灵会使人扎心之罪。
Interceding for us and helping us to pray, Romans 8:26.
罗马书8:26提到圣灵会为我们代祷，也帮助我们祷告。
And there are many other phrases too that are used in the New Testament, such as the fellowship and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
另外新约圣经还有提到很多关于圣灵的，譬如圣灵的感动与交通。
It wouldn't make sense to speak of the fellowship and the joy of an impersonal power or force.
如果圣灵只是一个没有位格的力量的话， 说圣灵与我们有相通，与我们会有没有感动，那是那就没有什么意义了。
Paul says that God's love is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说，上帝是借着圣灵把爱浇灌在我们心里的。
And that the Spirit is the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
圣灵就是使我们成为世子的那个灵，好让我们呼叫阿爸父。
So we've seen the biblical teaching then that supports the deity of Christ and the deity and distinct personhood of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到了圣经的教导，圣子是有神性的，圣灵也是有神性的，而且它是位格的。
And this is why the church believes that there is one God in three persons.
所以这就是为什么教会相信神只有一位，但是有父子圣灵，有三个位格。
So let us now break for lunch, and then we will come back and look at the order and inseparability of the three persons.
在中餐之后会回来再讨论第三点，就是神只有一位，但是却有三个位格，他们不可分的。
And then we have some questions.
Okay,
questions.
That's right. I forgot about the questions. Thank you. Yeah.
我们现在会有一个问题讨论的环节。
I might need Pastor Wong to translate it.
Well, thank you for part.So now you can ask Dr. Lee any question you have regarding the two lectures. So now I have several questions at hand here. So the first one is when the scripture says, I and the Father are one, what kind of oneness is this between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? In what sense they are the one? Mm-hmm. So more elaborately, so the Son has the same substance with the Father, same honor, same mm-hmm. attributes, and so on. Does that mean that they are one because they have these same substance? Does that translate the question? Okay. So that's the question. In what sense does this oneness?
Yeah.
We can understand.
So that's a really good question. the oneness of the Father and the Son is that they have the same divine nature, but they are distinct persons because the Father is the one who begets the Son, and the Son is the one who is begotten of the Father. So they're not the same person, but they are one in nature and essence.
Okay, so let me translate. 所以问题是我与父原为一，请问父子圣灵是在何种意义上合一的？子与父有同一个本质、尊荣、属性等等，就意味着合一吗？是什么促成了三个不同位格的合一？所以李博士说这个合一指的是说子和父是有同一个神性的本质，是吧？这个 divine nature 神性的本质，他们是两个不同的位格，他们不是一个位格，他们是两个不同的位格，但是他们是有一个本质，所以在这一个本质当中，他们是合一的。OK。So, 第二个问题是认识三位一体的神对我们的基督徒生活有什么帮助和影响？ So the question is, how does our knowledge of the Trinity or the doctrine of Trinity affects our Christian life? Mm-hmm.
That is going to be the topic of the fourth lecture on the Trinitarian shape of the gospel.
所以这个问题我们将会在第四讲来 具体的回答，这个第四讲我们会讲，三位一体如何塑造我们的福音，我们理解的福音。Okay, so the next question is, let me read it in Chinese first. 神为什么是以三个位格存在，而不是一个位格或者两个位格，甚至多更多个位格？ So this one is interesting. So why is does God have three persons, not one or two or four or more?
We don't know, but that's how God has revealed himself.
我们不知道为什么，但是这是圣经当中上帝自己这样启示他自己。That's it?
That's it.
Okay. We can only say what we know, right? What、
yeah.
we are revealed to.
We can only follow what the scripture teaches.
我们只能
The scripture teaches that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the fourth thing.、
Yeah.
So...
对，因为圣经里面只提到这上帝自我启示，只说他是圣父、圣子、圣灵，没有再提另外其他的，所以我们只能按照圣经的启示来说。And well, if you have other questions, you're free to raise your hand and speak loud so that we can have more direct conversation.Oh.
I would say that. Do you need to translate first? Okay.
所以问题是说，在华人教会里面有现在有一些争论，就是关于耶稣的人性是否塑造的问题啊。所以有的人说耶稣的人性也不是被造的，所以他问李博士有什么样的看法
？Yeah, I would say that it is.Better to say that his humanity is created than to say that it's uncreated.
所以我认为基督的我们更准确的应该说基督的人性是被造的，他的人性不是非受造的。
And I would use Philippians 2, verses 6 and 7 to support that.
我会用腓立比书第二章第六到第七节来。
That although he was in the form of God, he did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
Yeah, 所以腓立比书第二章第六节说，他虽然有神的形象，但是他却不以与神为同等为强夺的，反而自卑取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。所以在这里面他说的很清楚，就是他取了人性，他这个人性不是神性。
So the uncreated Son of God took a created human nature into union with himself.
所以第二位格的非受造的第二位格的圣子上帝取了一个被造的人性。
And it was in that human nature that he suffered and died on the cross.
在这个被造的人性当中，他经历了苦难、十字架、死亡。
If his human nature was not created, then how could he suffer and die on the cross?
如果他的人性不是被造的，那么他怎么能够在这样的人性里经历死亡和痛苦？
Did you have a question too?
Yeah, yes, here.
Go on here. Here we go. Yeah.
So that's why we say Christ is also infinite, finite.
Right.
And the true man is finite, and so God is infinite. But speaking about like the question about incompatibility, we can't say Christ as a person is capable, which is not correct. So how do we solve this problem? Because we cannot say, oh, he's capable and also impactful, but we always say he's only impactful and not capable as a human.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we figure out this?
Okay. Let me translate. It's hard to translate, though. 所以问题是，当我们谈到位格属性相通的这个教义啊，就是基督在一个位格当中有两个属性，一个是人性，一个是神性。那么我们说基督作为神，他是无限的，但是作为人，他是有限的。但是我们如何去在这个属性相通的教义当中理解基督的不可犯罪性？基督是不能犯罪的，也是不可能犯罪的。这个 impeccability 这个指的是基督没有犯罪的可能性。那如何去在属性相通的这样的框架下去理解？为什么我们不能说基督按照他的人性来讲是可能犯罪的？大家听明白这个问题了吗？
So after the doctrine of the Trinity was worked out in the 4th century, in the 5th century, the church dealt with your question of how do we understand the two natures of Christ in one person?
Okay. 所以第四世纪的时候，教会主要讨论的这个问题是上帝到底是谁？三位一体的教义。而当讨论完这个问题之后，到了第五世纪，教会则开始讨论基督到底是谁，就涉及到你所问的这个问题了。所以到第五世纪的时候，教会开始思考这些问题。
And they used this verse in Philippians chapter 2 to talk about him being in the form of God and also in the form of a servant.
所以他们用腓立比书第二章，刚才我们读到第六到第七节。谈到基督的时候，圣经既说到他拥有神的形象，同时又说到他拥有人的形象。
And they used that distinction to understand different verses according to that distinction. So there are some verses that are speaking of him in the form of God, and some that are speaking of him in the form of a servant.
所以当他们读圣经的时候，他们就把圣经的一些经文归纳到来指向耶稣拥有神的形象的这个范畴，另外一些经文去归纳到耶稣有人的形象的这个范畴。
So the specific question then of impeccability would be a statement that we'd have to ask: Are you referring to him in the form of God or in the form of a servant? If it's in the form of God, then obviously he cannot sin. But if we're talking about him in the form of a servant, as the incarnate son, then yes, he was tested and he had to obey the father as a man in the form of a servant.
所以当我们提到这个不可犯罪性的时候，我们也同样需要去用这两个方面去思考。作为神的形象，他拥有神的形象，他是不可能犯罪的，所以他也是不可能被试探的。但是作为奴仆的形象，作为人的形象，他的确受到真实的试探，他需要顺服天父的旨意去抵挡这个试探，而他真实的没有犯罪。
If we were to look at the human nature of Christ separate from his union with the divine nature, the human nature of Christ could sin.
如果我们单纯的去看他的人性，不是与第二位格的上帝联合的人性，单纯的从人性的角度去看的话，是的，人性他的人性是可能会犯罪的。
But the two natures of Christ are not separate; they are united together in one person, and so therefore, because of that union of the two natures, he cannot sin.
但是在基督里的人性并不是一个独立存在的人性，它是与基督的第二神性位格相联合的人性，所以在这种神圣的联合当中，他的人性是有神性的支持，以至于他是不可能犯罪的。That's great. 所以他的不可犯罪性是来自于联合，而不是来自于他的人性本身。That's a good question, though.